This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Stay Off the Roof. King David gave in to temptation with Bathsheba and then tried to cover up his sin with lies and murder. How could someone described by God as a man after my own heart, Acts 13, verse 22, make such a bad error in judgment? Sin is rarely the result of a single poor choice. Most often, the actual sin is caused by a long drift away from the presence of God and several specific decisions made outside His will. 2 Samuel 11, verse 1. In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem. David had become complacent about his duties as king. When the rest of his men were off at war, David stayed home with not much to do. He could have spent time drawing closer to God with prayer and study of the Word, but apparently David allowed himself to become quite restless. 2 Samuel 11, verse 2. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful. David walked on the roof and, much to his surprise, he saw a naked woman in a bathtub. Remember that David built this palace. He knew every detail of the architecture. He knew exactly where the bathhouses were and knew the preferred times of bathing. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. James 1, verses 14 and 15. David's sin began long before he climbed into bed with Bathsheba. It began with letting down his guard of self-discipline and wandering from God. It then continued by entering an area of compromise, an area where he was enticed. We must all recognize our roof, where we become susceptible to temptation. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out, so that you can stand up under it. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. Many times, our way out of temptation is simply not to visit the place where we know temptation resides, to not allow temptation to even germinate in our heart. Is there a restlessness which is causing us to drift from God? Are we spending time and energy on activities, in places or conversations, physical or virtual, which we know are not honoring to God? Let's remain in His presence and ask God to open our eyes to the vulnerable areas of our life. Let's commit to walk the path of purity and stay off the roof. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.